Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you like chess? Surely some of you do, while others of you, well, not so much. Perhaps you prefer checkers, Scrabble, Trivial Pursuit, Monopoly, or even Nerds. Regardless of your preferred game, life is like playing a board game in some respects. For example, chess. Interesting pieces are placed in a certain order on an equally interesting board of contrasting squares. Then it starts. The strategies, choices, and patterns. It only takes a few minutes to realize you can't play chess without being very engaged and thoughtful. Subsequently, you realize there's an element like this in the game of life and relationships. Let's look at some helpful similarities. There are definitely limitations to comparing life and relationships with a board game, especially since some people only think of their life and relationships as a game. From that position, it's cheap to use such a comparison. The word game has come to mean a thing you do merely for fun or to win at all costs, an activity to fill time. Nevertheless, there are enough helpful comparisons to apply practical application. So let's jump into this analogy and see what we find. First, let's look at the similarities. We all know just how serious life can be, how challenging, even disappointing and broken. But for today's content, let's focus on helpful similarities needed to play board games and to play a healthy game of life and relationships. What does it take? Well, here's a list of some things. It takes thoughtfulness to do well. It takes alertness and a plan to gain a credible placement, plus energy and investment to succeed. It takes strategy, choices, and patterns to establish a good next move. And then it also takes skill to execute next moves without ruining opportunities. And it also takes the fun of simply playing, being alive, and having meaningful relationships. Well, good board games are partially meaningful because they provide a break from the hard work of life. Inversely, the everyday huge space of work between games becomes much more important than any board game, chess or other. After all, life is the real game and it has high stakes. So it's critical to be on your game. How does the life game actually work? Well, you determine to live an alive and active life as you move across life's board. Strategy helps. When you lose track of what's happening and get into a difficult situation, you need to know how to solve problems. Sometimes it's impossible to think several moves ahead because life is so unpredictable. Nevertheless, there are definite moves and healthy thought patterns that produce good choices in the game of life and relationships. I think we should spend a little bit of time talking about the fun in the game. If you lose the fun and fresh approach to your daily space of work, if you forget the good and get bogged down with the bad, you can eventually lose hope. So, doing well while having fun in the game of life and relationships must involve a number of things, and I'm going to give you a list of some of those things. First of all, mental strategies to live well each day. Or this one, pensive forethought to be healthy and engaged. And then there's planning and working a good plan. You also need alertness to reality and needs. Plus caring that people are nurtured, which makes you and them a winner. And then there's asking God for wisdom and discernment to make moves that promote His ways. Plus, there's the back and forth, taking turns in communication. What about talking about how Jesus saves daily in all kinds of issues? And then there's keeping in touch with the fun of being alive. Plus, deliberately holding on to hope, no matter how well or poorly the game of life and relationships is going. Those are just some things that help a person to remember to have fun in the game of life and relationships. Enjoy your life. Apparently, God intends you to enjoy life and experience good things, even if that means finding blessings tucked in the folds of sufferings. An interesting verse I've been pondering this year is Ecclesiastes 11, verse 8. However many years you may live, enjoy them all. What an interesting thing to find in Scripture. How can you enjoy your life and even have some fun in a broken world? How can you do well and win at the game of life and relationships? Incidentally, it's important to look at the game of life and relationships through God's eyes. And since the verse just mentioned focuses on enjoying however many years you may have, maybe we should look for God's healthy ways to do just that. To enjoy your life means, number one, trust God completely, even if you don't understand. Two, live fully each day. Three, be open to learn and receive from God and from others. Four, embrace peace, joy, and hope freely offered by God. And five, choose healthy perspective. And you know, perspective really does affect the game of life and relationships. It has a significant effect. Subsequently, let's pull on that thread of perspective for a good game in life and relationships. Getting your game perspective on. These perspectives help you to play a good life and relationship game. And here's the list. Choose to live with hope and claim Scripture promises. Also, wake up daily to possibilities. Then, it helps to welcome the element of time. In other words, be patient. Then it helps to be wise and exercise discernment as you explore your responses. And we need to ask God for those two things, both wisdom and discernment. Another point is that to set healthy boundaries helps to define your path. Also, choosing strategies that nurture relationships. Then, genuinely caring about other individuals like God does. And then finally, to remember trials actually provide experience, they provide skills, and they provide understanding. Well, it helps to consider life generally has two kinds of people. People you care about, and people who don't care about you. You may have also some acquaintances, peers, and business and career partners. However, generally, most people fall into one of those two categories. Let's explore people you care about. These are people you anguish over when they suffer. Perhaps you have deep concerns for someone who has turned away from Jesus. Do you ever weep over a person who doesn't believe in God? And there's sadness knowing a dear friend has lost hope. People are most important in life and relationships. Inside another person is a heart made in God's likeness. He wants them to be alive and active. Additionally, God wants you to be alive and active. He puts you in their life for a reason. The best way to care about and love others is to first love God, then care about and love your own life. Caring and loving are choices, Every relationship is affected by your relationship with God. Incidentally, God gives messages like this. I have loved you with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. Love your neighbor as yourself, which is why we need to learn how to love ourselves, from Mark 12:31. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 8:39. Whoever has resources and sees his brother in need, but closes his heart of compassion from him, how can the love of God remain in him? 1 John 3:17. And finally, from John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will obey me. So love God first and most, love yourself like God does, and take care of people you love. But then there was that second category of people, and that's the people who don't care about you. It hurts when people decide they don't care about you. Sometimes it's impossible to know exactly why they don't. Perhaps why they turned against you. Regardless, you can still have influence over them, and here are some action steps. How? First, ask Jesus to heal your heart. Psalm 34, verse 18. Then forgive them and let it go into God's hands. Third, be assured God is already working. And finally, pray for God's will in that person's life. So let God take care of people who don't care about you. You are precious to God. Remember, He loves you so much. He sees your life and relationships and cares deeply. In the game of life and relationship, God knows how to handle every scenario. He offers peace to your heart. Matter of fact, God will not forget any little or big thing. Each moment forms a fresh, new future. When you place faith in Christ in all life and relationship details, you've selected a dependable position. In essence, God has a purpose for your life, and He wants you to succeed in life and influence your relationships. Why not win this game and trust your whole life and all your relationships, those you care about and those who don't care about you? Commit them all to Jesus. Romans provides excellent strategies for life. It teaches about God's grace in a clever, logical, strategic, and surprising manner. As you study Romans, you begin to know Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. This gives you the edge you need in the game. To help you study Romans, we have a practical, wonderful devotional book called It's Your Move, Strategies in Thinking from Romans. That book helps you apply scripture in practical ways. When you wake to another day, you need good strategies in thinking because, ready or not, it's your move. But now for some application thoughts and questions over this content. Number one, are you winning in your life and relationships? Two, what kinds of strategies would help you do better? Three, how can you apply ideas from this content? Be specific as you select your items. Four, list ways you can have fun and enjoy your life more. Five, what perspectives do you need to change? And number six, do you live knowing that you are precious to God? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org. your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.